Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 8, 2023. Everything is in my desire. Question: how do you see the movement of the spiritual force? Answer: inside myself. All desires, the entire world exists inside me. I understand that this world is also inside me. Everything around is in me, in my consciousness, in my desire. I can feel it. This entire world, this entire universe, the people I talk to, all the computers in my office, absolutely everything is inside my desire. There is nothing but desire, and there is nothing outside of it. The Creator is also in it. If I reveal the Creator, this upper governing force, then I reveal it in my desire. That is, first, you need to imagine such an infinite sphere, inside which me and my desires exist. Inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, human society, space, everything exists in my desire. These desires, including corporeal ones, are born, develop and die. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Unreal Reality, June 27, 2011. Accepting the mind of the upper degree. Question: what is faith above reason? Answer: faith above reason is faith in spite of reason, in spite of today's degree. If I move from degree to degree, then at the degree where I am now, I have reason. In order to rise to the next degree, I accept the reason of the next degree as faith, that is, I go with the head of the upper degree. This is not at all like in our world, in which if you are smarter than me, then I go with your head, and I act with your reason. This is called faith is above my reason. That is, I go with my reason anyway but using your reason. In spirituality, however, if a person goes by faith above reason, he understands and feels that this is against him. But he goes because he wants to go with the head of his teacher. From CapTV's I Got a Call. The Hour of Hypnosis, July 24, 2011. The Brain of the Future Humanity. Question: besides the fact that the teacher gives some knowledge to a student, is it part of his function to stir him up? That is, to create difficulties for the student so that he overcomes himself? Answer: no. This is already individual work of a person. I practically do not do this. My function in this world is to promote Kabbalah to the masses. Those of you who will be able to become Kabbalists using what I give will move forward. I think there will be many of them. It will be a whole community of people who, to a greater or lesser extent, will begin to understand the Kabbalistic methodology and feel the upper world. These include all my students who will represent the brain of the future humanity and will themselves teach others, as they already do today, and disseminate Kabbalah in the world. I am sure that this will be in demand in the near future. From CapTV's I Got a Call. I Give You Everything. July 22, 2011. Let a person develop. We must make efforts to create an environment where each and everyone could understand the general methodology, the general system, and the general structure of the world. Then a person slowly begins to develop. At one time I was a very technical person. To this day I do not like watching feature films. According to my mindset, I was interested in technology, electronic circuits, cybernetic inputs and outputs, feedback, and how it works. If I do this, then it will be in this way, and if I do that, then it will be in that way. That is what I lived for, it was clear to me. The planets, the orbits, and why this affects that, at what angle fascinated me. I saw the world through a system of connections, forces, and various orbits. Eventually, today I came to a state where I deal, in principle, with feelings. The inner world of a person, although I remained in it practically with the same approach. Look at how Balhasulam also has everything sorted according to standards, Sephirot, worlds, systems, and levels. So, let people develop. After all, we are all on the ladder of development, each in his own place. We all need to help each other. Kabbalists are trying to reduce suffering on the path of our development so that we are more pulled forward by sweet candy on a stick and not pushed from behind by all sorts of sharp stimuli. Sharp stimuli are wars, sufferings, illnesses, and all kinds of problems that are undesirable in comparison with easy, pleasant, kind, and joined movement forward. Of course, it is a pity if suffering starts to shake the world even more. This is our motivation. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Wooden Arm. Bony Leg, July 9, 2011.